What's good, everybody? This is Anthony Lohefe. This is Milk and Cookie. I'm joined by Milk Cabrera, and we break down some for work content. In this episode, we go deep. This episode's called You're Never Too Old. That's right. Find out what we're talking about very shortly. But before that, thank you so much for downloading, tuning in, and checking us out. This is an after that work. All your joys in your years.
My man. Okay, well, I've been just dying to tell you a story. And I'm so glad we're finally doing this. It's been way too. So, are you ready?
I was born ready.
Are you ready?
Okay. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, this is Milk, Milk and Cookie. I'm the cookie. He's the milk. We're going to do this. Just fair warning. You got kids in the car, you might want to hold on to this track. Do not play this. Not safe for work. We're going to get into it. Milkman, how you doing, man? It's been a long time.
It's been a hot minute. You know, your favorite milk beverage is back, and he's feeling warm and fuzzy inside. It's probably the Cialis I took that's kicking in, but that's all right. But I'm glad to be reunited with the Don Magic Wand, because there's nothing like a tall, wet glass of milk to wash down after munching down on a ooey-gooey cookie. Let's get it.
Amen. Let's go. Milkman, I gotta ask you a series of questions. I'm gonna tell you the story. This could have just been like a voice message or whatever, and we could have had a good laugh, but the good people of the Nana Nation need to hear this story. And I think you need to give me your commentary on the story. But before we get the story, I need to ask you some questions.
Let's get it.
Okay. My man, have you ever been with an elderly?
Oh, yeah. Remember the Aunt Zippy story?
Of course, I can never forget Aunt Zippy, if you're listening, thank you for listening. Thank you for the story. We're all in. So whenever you want to come on the show, we're for you.
Thank you for letting me melt in your mouth and your hands.
Do you know the age difference between you and Aunt Zippy?
Oh, yeah. I was 23. Yeah, I was 23. She was 45.
So like 23 years, 22 years. That's really impressive. When I was 21, I was dating a 30-year-old, and it was like it was God giving me a beacon of light and hope. She was a great teacher, a great lover, a wonderful friend, wonderful teacher. I will not name, but. There's no way she's listening, which is also great. But you know, it was a good time in life. Okay, there we go. All right, Milkman, let me ask you a question. Have you ever flirted or been flirted with by an older coworker? Or let's just say a coworker, because we all know that's a yes. Everyone's flirted with a coworker at some point. But have you ever flirted with an older coworker?
Definitely. I had the optical game is probably when I was at my biggest whore stage in my life. And there was, I'm not going to name her, obviously, but she's quite a bit older, probably in her 40s at the time. I was in my 20s. And the stores called a lot, either for frames or for information. And she happened to call my store, and she just fell hard for my voice. Next thing you know, we're going back and forth. She asked for my number. We're texting. And then she's like, I really like your voice. Can you send me, you know, some voicemails? And this is before this is before smartphones or just getting into smartphones. So we're dating this way back. And then one thing led to another. And next thing you know, I'm stuffing her muffin.
But, Jesus.
Yeah. But yeah, absolutely. Even customers. I remember when I was a young pup, and you know, cougars or some milfs would come in. I would have to flirt maybe to get that sale here and there, but they would reciprocate it and flirt back. And a couple of times, got digits on that too. And I'm like, whoa, Are you sure I'm not too young?
I'm always a fan of accidental flirting. I think it's like it doesn't have to be sexual. It's all it is like intriguing. But I'm going somewhere with this line of questioning, my man. It seems to me that you're worst in the cougar hunt, as you will, the MILF ride and all that other stuff. And you know, it was probably about 20 years ago when Ashton Kutcher and Demi Moore hooked up, and that was kind of the beginning of it being okay for older women to hunt young men. Now, at my ripe old age of 41, I am quickly approach creeper status, and it pains me to say, but it's true. At 40, 41, your game is missed pretty low, and I'm okay with that. But I gotta say for you, my man, and it is one that I had a client tell me this, and I'm gonna just put it here, out there, that all names chosen to protect the innocent in this, but he told me this story, and I couldn't stop laughing. First and foremost, the story goes to never giving up on your dreams. This story goes to long lost lust. This story goes to long distance relationships. The story has a little bit of everything for everyone. Buckle, Becky, it's about to get real.
Zipped in.
Quick little sense of abuse break. Let me just take a little sip here. I'm drinking a Dylan's gin cocktail. Gin is panty remover.
That stuff's pretty good. They got, isn't there a blueberry flavor too? Or a mixed?
Yeah, I drank that one yesterday. It's yeah, they're both great. Great. I love gin in general, but I'm gin very happy. Gin juice. Gin juice. All right. So I have a client, and for the argument of this, we're just gonna call him Zach. Zach's a real nice guy. He's a hockey bro, but he's a nice guy. And he works for a car rental company, and they have locations all over the GTA, all over Canada. And he took his way up from a guy who cleaned cars all the way up to now he's a manager. And you know, his rise has been good, and so did he's been up for jobs in the US. He is a good employee, and by all just a stand-up guy. Well, I've known him. He's been a client for probably eight to 10 years, and he comes in every week, gets a fresh hair. And for him, it's important to look good. But he's not like a, how do I say this? He's not like a good looking guy. He's a good looking guy. Just in my opinion, generic white guy, like, you know, like pink in the skin, white, blonde hair, blue eyes, just like, you know, what anybody would consider like your typical white guy. He's from Bush Country. He's from Sudbury. Ooh,
poor him.
Yeah, and yeah, I know. But that's the kind of guy you're getting, right? Now, get it. Don't get twisted. Like, he's a good-looking guy who dresses well, has a good job, who's put together. Who, you know, even when he comes in casual, he's still looking good. He's a well put guy. And I think I know that some of the girls at my work think he's, you know, they would put him in the wheels. That's what I'm going to say. So with that being said, he comes and I'm like, Zach, my dude, what's good? He's like, bro, sit down. I got a story for you. I'm like, oh my God. I was like, we're going to have these other bitches out of the salon because I don't like, what kind of story is this going to be? He goes, I got a great story for you. And we always trade off stories. He's great. Right? He actually just had this really cool story run-in at the NHL All-Star game in Toronto a couple weeks back with Elliot Friedman. And he said Friedman were cool, gave like 10 minutes of his time, was really polite, and then dipped out on them. And he just thought it was so cool. He's like that kind of guy. Mm-hmm. So he goes, so what's up, man? Tell me this story. He goes, man, I got this crazy story. I said, okay, man, lay it on me. He goes, a year ago when I was like starting to rise through the ranks of this car rental company, I met this older lady who was about 24 to 25 years older than me. And when he started with the company, she was in her like mid 40s. And they were gonna flirt. She was always flirting super hard, and he's just being polite. And I know you've been in that position, you know, like you have those old ladies who like, oh, they're fucking beckers, and you know that they peel wallpaper off rough walls. You know that they know how to play. and she was kind of like putting these things up on him. And you know, when he was a young guy, he's like, okay, like old broad, like he's, you know, whatever. Anyways, she was always really nice to him, but too nice. He was always laid back, and they had a very fun relationship. Well, fast forward about 10 years, and now he's like moved up the ranks, and she's kind of like dwindled down in her career. Now she's like 61. Now, this is how he described her. He goes, you ever had, like, when you were a kid and you have your friend's mom, she's good looking, and then you lose touch, and then you're like 25 years later, and the mom's put on a little weight, she's aged a little bit, but still good looking. Now, I'm not saying like looking like Sharon Stone, but she's looking good. She put a little bit of weight, but she's keeping her hair. She looks good, whatever.
Yeah, she's also fringes, of course, right?
Yeah, like, right. It happens. So he's at this big reading, and she's there, and they reconnect each other for the first time, like 8 to 10 years, whatever. And so they're really reconnecting. They're chatting. They're having a good time. And she goes, Zach, I got to tell you. And she has like crazy French accent. I always had such a crush on you. You were like the guy at work I fantasized when I touch him. And he almost falls out of his chair. He looked at me like usually when, you know, it is with your barber, but like I talk a lot to my clients who are like 8 inches from me. I talk a lot through the mirror. And we look face to face.
What about 8 inches?
Yeah, you're 8 inches, inches away. Yeah, my boner was keeping us away from we had to like look at each other as opposed to look at each other in the mirror. And I'm like, what? Like, yeah, she kept saying that, you know, she used to fantasize about me when she touched herself, and how I was like the young guy at work that she'd fantasize about me taking her back room and clean her trunk. And I was like, shut the front door. And he's like, I'm telling you, man. I'm like, how did it go? I was like, what happened? You go outside for a rinse job or something? And he goes, well, I'll tell you, we whole conference, she would all like, wink at me. After she told this, it wasn't even that they had a whole bunch of drinks. It wasn't like the mixer part of a soiree. So they're going like, you know, they're having like small talk, but she's all kind of going back to, I used to have this huge crush on you. So he's like, you know, I won't say like Linda, you know, like, I'm very flattered. Thank you so much. Like, you definitely made my, I can't wait to tell my wife this. Did I tell you I have 3 kids? Like, he's like dropping all the hints, you know? So, but she won't let up. She's like, we're like relentless. So after this conference thing, this mixer, things are being poured, whatever. She comes over with a drink for him, and he was just having like whatever, just like it's like an easy night. He comes over and she just hands like a double shot of tequila on ice, and he's like, what is this? And she goes, that's a double shot of tequila, I think you'd like it. She's like, didn't we used to talk about tequila time? He's like, no, you know, maybe before, but now I'm like a whiskey guy. And she goes, no problem. Boom. Takes a double shot, bam, hits it in front of him, comes back 5 later with a double shot of whiskey. And He now he, like, he looks, I'm dying. Like, I'm like, tears are rolling down my face because I'm visualizing everything. And he's telling me. And I'm like, dude, you got to let her down gently. You can't just like, you just dismiss her when she gets drunk. He's like, no, I'm telling you, dude. She just kept getting more and more drunk, more and more handsy. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, I had to dump those. You know, I dropped her off with another like a regional area, Montreal area rep. And then he disappeared here. So then he's getting messages on social media from her. But she's like, then she's talking in depth about how clean her puss and how good it is and how, she's just going full vulgar. And at one point, he just has to stop it. He's like, reading the messages, and the messages are like, I might be on the outside, but I'm young on the inside. I haven't had sex with my husband in 10 years. I hate having sex with him. And then he's like, so he's a little drunk too, and so he starts ending this all. He's like, well, why don't you guys have sex anymore? And she's like, I hate having sex with him. He's so boring. He's fat, blah. And like, you know, we've been married for like 30-35 years. Our kids are grown, blah, blah, blah. And all I want to have sex. And I need to tell you, I've been having a ton of sex with him. He's like, really? She's like, yeah, I do everything. So she starts laundry listing all the things she does now. Guys, she's like, before I was always afraid to touch a man's ass. I eat ass, blah, blah, blah. And he's just like, holy fuck. And he's like, now he can't get it, right? Now he's like, it's too incriminating now. So he's like, okay, Linda, listen, I gotta go. You know, I'm tired, blah, blah, blah. And then the videos start pop, then the pictures start popping up. So she's touching her. So I'm like, shut. He's like, dude, he's like, I had to block her because he's like, for whatever reason, not even, he's like, I'm guilty about it. I feel bad about the whole situation. I'm like, dude, she was throwing herself at you. He's like, I know. He's like, the next day. Okay. So he goes, no, I don't know. I didn't know what to do. He's like, heaven forbid anything happens to this cut her husband, my wife. I'm like, holy shit, dude. Like, you are in over it. He's like, don't fucking go to Montreal, man. Montreal ain't safe. Yeah, you know, I've heard Montreal too.
Shout out to Montreal.
The NA 30 goes to Montreal.
It's a possibility. The quest
for Linda. So I said to him, okay, dude, I was like, this is crazy. I was like, so, you know, after you, like, your eyeballs are on fire, he's like, no, man, I'm going to tell you something. It looked good. I'm like, oh my fucking zigzag. You're fucking killing me, dude. He's like, dude, it looked good. He's like, I deleted everything. I didn't want anything to do that. He's like, I even deleted the app just in case and re-up the app. I'm like, man, taking all covers, man. I was so nervous. So what happened? You're like, you went home after? He goes, no. He goes the next day. And I was like, okay. And he goes, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. She had her about her because the first thing she said, hoping to scare you last night. By the way, what time are you leaving today? She was like, she was just lining up again. It wasn't the alcohol talking. She was just shoot her shot. But man, I appreciate these women shooting their shot. You never know until you go, right? You got it. It's 100% of the shots you don't take. So I was like, Zach, you're killing me, man. Like, this is wild. I said, did you tell your wife? Like, is it deal? I told her, you know, the edited version. But he's like, I couldn't tell everything. I was like, she would have chopped my hands off, and then she would have found old lady and beat the snot out of her. I'm like, man, those bras from Sudbury around. He's like, you don't want to mess with the girl who knows how to attract her. I'm like, holy shit.
They don't take
shit.
No for an answer. That's what it sounds like.
And so let me thinking, you know, I was like, I laughed, you know, after, you know, high fived the end. I was like, you survived this thing. Good for you. You know, you didn't get stuck with any of that Montreal smoked meat. But it got me thinking. It's like, you're living in a time where it is no more women just waiting to be courted. A lot of them are shooting their shots. This broad is 6 years old, 60, I can't remember what he said, 60, 61 years old. She's out there hunting, legit hunting. And this poor guy who just wanted to go to Montreal because he had to deal with this craziness. I don't know. It blows me away. It scares me a little bit. Because, like, when you have a thing to, like, obviously her and her husband aren't going at it. So she's just like picking up guys. She told him in the 10 that they haven't had sex, she's had more sex with other guys than she ever had with her husband. That's some scary shit, man.
Well, first of all, I hope she's making them use a dome because that's a lot. That's a lot of syphilis or gonorrhea.
And so question you, my man. This happens too. You know, you have that one old fancy broad that just looking for a little bit of milking up. You know, what do you do in the situation? You gotta let her down lane, or are you going straight savage, just being like, listen, an old dusty, you stay away?
See, I find those type of women are trouble, because if they get a taste, they're gonna want more. They're not just gonna want a sample size, they're gonna want the whole thing, the whole jug of milk. So the right answer is to stay away, but you knowing me as well as you do, I love trouble and I love challenge. So
I love getting into trouble.
So I'm probably risking the biscuit and seeing where it goes. But I'm a different breed where I'm not gonna just jump right into it. I'm gonna see how far I can tease her until she's either ready to throw in the white flag, or she just keeps marching like a soldier and prowling like a true cougar, because she sounds like she's the definition of one,
dude. She, you keep teasing old bras like that, and show up at your house, brand new Ford Bronco, being like, ding ding, jingling keys, being like, let's go break in the back seat. You know, like, you got to be careful with those. I know. You know, I thought it was like, this is how I think it come down to, especially at my age where, like, most people pass you and are not looking at. It's like always nice to be flattered like that. But yeah. But you gotta take it like it's a joke. Like, yeah, like, oh, stop messing with me, you know, you're teasing me, you know, like, you gotta turn it. They don't like, because the last thing you want is seeing an old broad eye too, right? Like, nothing sadder than the hooker that cries. So, you know, you know, like, you can't just be like 100% savage on them. You gotta
you gotta let them down easy.
Yeah, you gotta let them gently. Because
they're people too. At the end of the day, they're humans, and. Yes, is it nice to be desired? Of course it is, and it doesn't matter if it's a 20-year-old up into a senior citizen, it's still flattering. Well, but
wild, man.
But you don't want to. You have to sit there and think to yourself: is it worth the trouble?
Right.
Sometimes it is, and sometimes it isn't. Like in this case, obviously not. He's got a family. He's got kids. There's a lot at stake, right? So
I think he's a good Montreal. I don't think like if I'm in his position, you gotta do some like fucking Inspector Gadget shit to see if she's gonna be at the next event or like, I don't know how often. I think it's probably happened once a year. But you gotta avoid by all costs, especially if she's gonna fucking show up and be throwing pussy frisbees at you. You know, you gotta stay away. You said something that actually registered a lot with me. You gotta tease him a little bit. I'll tell you when I was 21 and I hooked up with a 3-year-old. We connected on a couple of different things, like music was a big issue and a thing for us, like we connected with that and like just well, same sense of humor or whatever. But I remember one day I went over to her and this is before we were even dating, and we were just head out seeing records, like talking shit, music, having like, a couple drinks. And at the time, like I'm 21, like I know my dick works. I just know that feels good. You know, so, and she knows what's up. Like, she, you know, she's been around the block. She knows slouch, man. And she was like looking at everything. I'm spinning records, kind of passing out on her couch. And I wake up to her, no joke, fucking kissing my mouth. And I woke up, I was like, whoa. And she's like, I'm so sorry. I want to kiss. Like, you look so cute on the couch. I want to steal a kiss. I was like, I don't know how to work out, man. Like, I'm like, first of all, I was like way out of league. I was not ready for this. I didn't prep for this. I thought it was going to be all platonic, and it was it. And I didn't have like the cojones you had to go just go after Mizipi and show her what's up. You know, I was like just so nervous. Now after that, I tried to be big balls about it, and I'm like, well, you can have a real kiss. But you ever get moments when you're like you're so weak in the knees, like your knees are just shaking so that you all of a sudden your spine loses. Balls out your mouth. That's what happened to me. I thought well, you can have a real kiss. Yes. It sounded more like this. A real kiss. I was so fucking nervous. And again, it's a whole older lady thing. Demi Moore and Kutcher. Like it was like she's probably kissed more people than I have. I kiss her because you make too much tongue, not enough tongue. Should I give her a throw swirl 360? Like, what am I supposed to do? Should I grab boob? Like I don't know what I'm doing. She's so much older than me.
Yeah, a lot goes in your head. You got to process it. I think at the end of the day, you just got to be yourself. And I just want to go backwards for a sec. You mentioned Gadget. I always say go Gadget dick, and something always appears. And
right.
You were talking about the Bronco. The Ford Bronco. Now, if OJ is there to chaperone, then count me in.
Right? OJ always knows how.
But all joking aside, I get it. There's when an older woman approaches you, or at least takes a little bit of interest, there's something about it that just intrigues you more than someone your age or someone a little younger, because they've been through the grind. They're mature. They've lived life. They've had the experiences. And they're choosing you when they could choose someone else, either their age, older, more established, whatever the case may be. So I get it. It just adds that extra element of intriguingness.
Yeah.
And that's why we're a sucker for it.
Let me ask you something. You ever dated an old guy?
What's that?
Have you ever dated an older guy?
Have I dated an older guy?
Yeah.
I'm not into guys.
Okay, so the reason I ask is because, like, do you think, like, if for us it's real flattering, right, when an older lady takes interest in you? Like I said, like, I'm in my state of life, like, most people look past and at you. And so, like, what I'm thinking is, is it the same and an older guy to a younger lady? Like, I couldn't imagine in 45 dating like a 1-year-old like that. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it happens a lot. Like, if a 45-year-old guy dated a 20-year-old, half of society today would be up in arms. But a woman that, and they're like, whoa, let's go. And I get it. So it's a reverse misogyny. But I forgot where I was going with this. But I think at the end of the day, when society looks at that, it's not accepted more, but it's okay if a woman does it. I wonder if it's the same sense of you know, feeling special, because I think that's what comes back when an older girl compliments you and whatever, you feel special, and then whatever. You know, like, I think is it the same thing, or is it looked upon differently today?
Well, look at it. It was frowned upon more so 15, 20 years ago when an older woman would go after a younger guy. It was frowned upon, whereas the older guy getting a younger girl was high fived. And why is that? It was like, oh, well, he can get this young woman. So either he's really rich or he just is great at life.
Right. Right.
But now it's such a different time where it doesn't matter really. Age is just a number. And you got, and on top of that, not only is age a number, we're taking better care of ourselves when we're getting older. Look at how hot and beautiful women are in their 40s, 50s, 60s. They are top notch. They're working out more. They're eating better diets, regimen.
Botox is real.
Botox is definitely a real thing too. There's a lot of enhancements.
Dude, I've seen 30-year-olds with Botox that look like they're 19 again. I get it that, you know, it's better. But the question is, like, we would feel special. Is it the same thing? Like, would younger women feel special as well? Or would it be like, you know, this isn't such a weird societal norm, right? So the fact that he's into me is, this is fine, whatever. Like, I'll use old guy until bored, whatever, until he calls me or whatever. You know, I wonder if it's the same thing feeling. I wonder if, you know, feeling special for a guy being courted by an older lady, is this the same type of feeling special when an older guy courts a young woman?
I think the degree might be different. And I can't speak for younger women who get courted by older guys. Definitely can't. But I feel like it's a, just because it happened more frequently and it's almost expected more, that maybe it's not as special, whereas an older woman, you know, going after the pool boy or something like that, where that's almost like a phenomenon. So it's really hard to gauge the specter on that. But I would say, I think we take it more to heart when an older woman approaches us, opposed to a younger woman getting approached by an older guy.
Yeah, I think so too. I think like that's kind of where, like, that's kind of where I would leave it. You know, I think that it's nice to feel special every now and then, and I'm sure that's what it kind of felt like. Also, the thing is, you know, kids have a fun way of like making you feel worthless. I think it's probably the best way to put it, because like they'll just grind you down. So like all of a sudden you're like, you see this broad and she looking at you with those smoky eyes and she's like, you know you're like fucking mom mouth. It's all like fucking old and shit. And they're like, listen, it might be a nice ride. It might be to feel special again. You know,
it's quite possible.
It's quite possible. I know, man, and I was dying. I was laughing so hard, but you know, it's obviously stuck long enough, right? Because like I couldn't, like, I mean, we've been trying to set this up for weeks, but I've been waiting to tell you this story, and I'm sure I would have been like even more excited when we first got talked about doing this. So I don't know, man. Be buyer beware. Be careful of those old ladies.
I mean, old ladies can rock it too. And all of them are hungry for cookies. So, man, open that oven up and
that's right.
Give them a taste or two.
Drop some crumbs outside. Hansel and Gretel that shit. Leave some crumbs outside. They find. Okay, let me ask you an honest question. Let me ask you, at this point in your life, how old is too old for you?
How old is too old? That's a great question. I would say 10 years.
Okay. So, sorry, you're 5?
Yeah, 5. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you say like 45 would be your line.
Well, I'm a bit younger than you, so
right.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Then. Yeah, we'd say I'd say 45. Maybe 45.
Maybe that's it. Like when you get like past age of like 30, is 10, maybe 10 years is your design. Because I would say too, I'd say almost I'd say like maybe 60. I've seen some 6 years that look great, but 55 for sure would be like the hard line, and then there'd be the exception line. The exception line could be 66. And so
you said 46?
No. For me, so like I'm 40, 41.
Yeah.
So actually, I'm 55. Like freedom, 55.
Yeah. Freedom, 55.
Would probably be my line. With the outlier exception would be 6 years old.
The only thing is, I just don't want
grandkids.
I'm definitely not into that. But I mean, if they come with it, it's fine. I definitely don't want someone where I'm a pretty active person, and you know, if the number's substantially bigger, I don't want them to be that. I want them to not be able to what's the word I'm looking for?
Keep up.
And I'm not talking about in the bedroom. We can work on that stuff.
Just keep up at Costco.
Yeah, just keep up at Costco or or at the park. Or laser tag or whatever, man. Axe throwing. Like I don't want someone who can't do that stuff, because then that's a drag. Like you can be great in bed, but if you can't do other things, then you know what's the point? Sex becomes meaningless, and the relationship really only becomes about one thing.
Okay, you know that just run around me straight. It really has nothing to do with what we're talking about. My butt at the age of 26 had a hip replacement, and part of that hip replacement is the therapy afterwards, and so he had to go to geriatric therapy because like a oddly young guy to get a replacement, but I had some weird accident, so in this therapy classes, old guys, they're talking about how to have sex after hip replacement. Dude, could you even fucking imagine being 26, point of your life, and you're hanging out with these seniors and you're talking about how to have sex after your hip replacement? Dude, that is a TV show I would watch.
Yeah, it sounds like it's better than Dr. Pimple Popper. Hell yeah.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. That is a show by women for women. I don't think guys want to see that.
You'd be surprised.
I'm asking. You ever, you're late night on Hub, and you accidentally click on one of those senior citizen videos?
I can't say that I have. I mean, I've accidentally clicked on stuff I can't name on this show right now. But,
right.
But no, I haven't. Nothing senior related.
Yeah, I watched a couple just to see what I've been for. And I got to tell you, man. I don't know. I guess it's 60. This year was 60 plus bad. Like, I mean, granted, it's on the internet. Everything on the internet looks different, but 60 ain't that bad.
And again, it goes back to people are taking better care of themselves, and you got the Botox and all the surgeries that are available to both genders. Or both. We might get canceled for me saying that. Sorry. For all genders.
Don't say that. Yeah. All genders. Well done. Yeah.
All genders. Sorry, folks. So
how dare you be so sensitive?
Right. So forever young. You can be forever young.
Forever young.
Or at least forever young looking. Inside, it's a completely different story.
Forever young-ish.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay, let me ask you the other question now. Now that the shoe's on the other foot, now you're the old person in the relationship, what's the youngest you go?
Probably 8 years. So Yeah, 32. About 31, 32. 30. You know what? 30. It goes 30. Youngest 30. Would be
That's 30. Five years.
Yeah.
Give or take. I don't like, I would say 20, like a mature 28 would be the youngest. But honestly, like life in your 30s is so different than life in your 20s that I would say, you know, like 32 would be the lowest. Although, here's the thing. The catch is, you see like a rocking 23-year-old's body, and you're like, fuck, you don't even know how good you have it right now. I want one last ride, you know what I'm saying? But relationship, no, not gonna happen.
No, I've done the 9-year, 10-year difference, and it's great to start, but it blows up in your face every time. I can't do it. I just find I don't have the same things in common, even though humor-wise, because I'm basically a dirty perv, they have a lot of
That's common. Why we love you.
Yeah, that's why I have a lot in common comedy wise with a lot of people, but everything else, no, I did that. It was a nightmare. When somebody gets drunk and gets mad because you tell them they'll never beat you in a foot race and it becomes and it turns into a fight. Yeah, no, I'm not going down that road again.
Don't go through that road. What do you feel when you see, like in public, when you see a guy who's definitely in his 60s, with, it doesn't have to be like a young person, but like with smoke show, let's say like a good looking 31-year-old or whatever, you're like twice the age, you know they're going to like an M6 or something like that, like you know they're going to go a nice car, like he's not pulling up in like a fucking Honda Civic or anything. That no disrespect, I love Honda Civics, but you know if you're a loaded 65-year-old, you're not driving a Honda Civic, right? You're not that practical.
First thing is money.
You having that, boy? Are you looking at that girl, bitch, come on.
First thing I think to myself, money, and right. Secondly, because I watch a lot of true crime, he's got a great insurance plan. So if he goes, she's collecting.
So first thing I do in that situation is I look at the guy, give him the, well, the man,
well, and then he gets
well done, sir. Then I look at the girl like, come on now. I know you dressed him. I know you put that motorcycle leather jacket him with those fucking ripped ass jeans. But I know you dressed him. But come on now. That's a weird grandfather fetish.
And also the thing too, how uncomfortable do you think these guys are when they're being dressed by their partners who are half their age? And when they're wearing, like you said, the ripped jeans.
They're doing whatever they can. Because even if, let's say they just have a little bit of money, like generational wealth money. Let's just say they have like a little money. They're going to do whatever they can to keep that bitch.
Of course, because she'll go with someone else who's willing to do anything for them.
He's made his money. He knows what's up. She knows what's up. They all understand the arrangement. But it starts with her dressing. Then it's going to start to her, like, cutting your food for you. And then it's going to go to her changing your diaper when you have a little nap. You know, like, it is going to be a domino effect. You can't do it.
How much is it to sell your soul? If you're the young person and you know that day is coming where they might be in their Depends undergarments and you got to be the one changing it and you're putting it all on the line because you think there's a hefty payday in store for you. I just want, like, I just couldn't do that. I couldn't wait on someone like that. I'd rather be alone. I'd rather be with someone closer to my age or younger. I just can't do that.
You ever heard of the show Housewives of Beverly Hills?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my wife watches that show. I've watched episodes with her. And I always ask her, I'm like, what is this show? Because I always call it the Desperate Housewives of Beverly Hills. And she's like, that's not what it's called. I'm like, okay, whatever. But the hoes of Beverly Hills. There's this one broad who has an alter ego, Erica Jane. I can't remember her real life name. She was dating some high-end attorney. And 20, 25-year age friends, they obviously are so contrastingly different that like, whatever. And everyone's like, yeah, okay, what's going on here? Like, this is definitely a gold dig, right? Like, definitely looking for them for the larger. what self-respect lose when you know what it is? Like, the life can't be that cushy where the deep down you're like, I'm totally okay with this. I am more than okay and okay, but, you know?
It doesn't seem worth it. It doesn't seem worth it whether you have to clip their toenails or you got to wipe after them or cook them meals that you're not interested in, or you just simply hang out with them, right?
Because bowels don't normally.
And then on top of that, if it's a young woman with an older guy, his old ball slapping against you, that can't be fun.
Listen, I'm sure there's a lot of girls into tackle play or Boston or whatever it could be. But I think at the end of the day, even if you're social, like, you can only, like, make it in a way, fucking the pool or whatever, like, in these Beverly Hills situations. But I'm talking about, like, you go out to eat because you know you're not cooking all the time. You're going out three times a week. Then you're going out, you know, another two times. He's taking you shopping or whatever. You guys going out. Now you're making 5 to 7 outside your house visits to the real world. You know everybody's going to be judging you. You know this isn't a normal relationship. You know that. And you're just going to put that guilt. And no matter the nose, Botox, butt lifts, whatever, everything. It ain't fixed that broken part of you.
Some people just don't have a soul. Bottom line, money talks, and they'll do whatever it takes to achieve the almighty dollar. So, you know what? Have your way. Have a guy who looks like Fat Bastard sitting on you.
just an old guy, wrinkly guy, like, really tits. You know, like, gray skin. Dead sexy. Get that shit off. Oh, fuck, man. It kills me. Like, but that's, you know, I can't handle that. And really, really, what I want to go with it, I guess it just ends that way. But I would sum this up. These are my points. If she's older than you and chasing you down, you're probably in for the night of your life. Only do it. It doesn't hurt anybody else.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. As long as nobody gets hurt,
do
take the ride.
Take the risk of your, like, you're going to do most of it with your eyes closed. But, you know, at the end of the day, some older broad's been thinking about you for a decade. How she used to fantasize about you. She put you in her spank bank. Dude, look out. That would be the time of your life.
I mean, that should be high praise right there. I mean, you did something right.
You did something right. Fuck, Milkman. Let's suck her up. Unless you got anything to add.
I think I'm good here, man. That's a cookie recipe. That's a cookie recipe I don't think I can handle again. I know that was a great topic. And actually, it reminisced about some of the encounters I had as a young lad. Believe it or not, I was young at some point. I'm not going to go into it right now because we're going to save it for another episode.
Yeah, and I mean, it's going to take a long time from the last one, but hopefully the next one will be quicker than this one.
Quicker than a two-pump chump?
Quicker than a two-pump chump. Quicker than goof too much butter in his popcorn. Love you, Goobs. It's like,
love you, Goobs.
All right. Milkman, I'm going to sign us off. You good? You got anything else you want to say? Oh, you got mustard coming up?
Yeah, there's a new mustard coming out. Thank you guys for joining us. It's been oh too long for Milk and Cookies, and promise you legit, there's going to be a lot more out. We've got stories for years, trust. Yeah, new Wowhead Mustard coming soon. Check out Nothing But Miss, the relaunch with myself and Eastgate, a.k.a. the Doja Malone. Man knows his B-ball, and he's great with balls himself. So check it out. I really appreciate you saying that. Of course, El Jefe, he's got NA30 and self-therapy. Check him out. He's a man of many words. Trust me, this man, you never get tired of listening to his voice.
I appreciate that. I got one thing to say. I did a guest spot on a podcast called the Atlantic Bridge Podcast. And this is a friend of my life. I spoke to someone in Nigeria. Was a very good host. He's just starting on the podcast game. Milkman, I'm gonna talk to you air about it because he wants to interview you as well. Check out the Atlantic Bridge podcast, found exclusively on X. Is that what the kids are calling now?
Yeah,
ATCD podcast on X. Check him out.
And don't forget to click and subscribe to that and NA30. Help the channel grow. We want to be bigger than Napoleon's dangling, okay?
Was it big? It's French, man. I don't want to be this.
I mean, it matches the body size.
There you go. Actually, it was short. You know, that was just like British. Yeah, anyways. All right. Have a good night, guys.